I want to talk to you about a meeting that you had with the government around the Wesleyville land deal last Thursday. Can you, first of all, begin by telling us who was at the meeting?
The meeting was David Smith, our CAO, myself, Minister Pacini, and Jamie Wallace, who is the Chief of Staff for the Premier. There was a recording person there, but I don't know who what that person's name was. It wasn't provided.
Now, was this an in-person meeting, or was it by phone or Zoom?
Yeah, it was a virtual meeting, a Zoom meeting.
Okay, and how long did it last?
Probably about 30 to 40 minutes.
And how did you describe the tone of the meeting?
Well, I think exploratory at this point in time, but very firm from the government perspective that the decision of the government is clear and has communicated and will not change, i.e. the sale will not be proceeding because of the government's decision to interfere with that.
When you were talking to me last, you mentioned that you had a lot of concerns and a lot of questions. Did you get a chance to raise any of the concerns or questions that you've had?
That's difficult to answer because, yes, I think knowing that there's no choice here, no negotiation to, you know, complete this sale on the terms and conditions, and knowing that we had that, you know, firm agreement with OPG, the next step forward from the municipal perspective is to understand, you know, what is the best outcome we can possibly have that could come as close as possible to achieving, you know, the goal the municipality had. As you know, Rob, we spent a long time both identifying, you know, the opportunity that would be there for the taxpayers of, you know, Port Hope, but also Northumberland, quite frankly, Eastern Ontario. And those goals seem to not be different than what the government is requiring or requesting, you know, all municipalities to do. Things like affordable housing. So we did a lot of work there, so we still fail to understand the decision other than, you know, their affirmation that it's due to a review process that, you know, at this point in time is not identified clearly, which is CORE, the Center, you know, of Realty Excellence. That is moving forward through Bill 84, so it definitely is proceeding, but it's not identified, you know, clearly. But that is their firm communication that is the reason for the interference or the blockage of the sale. They have not indicated there's any other reason to do so.
Now, did you get all the answers you were looking for, or some?
I would say none at this point in time. But the one thing we, you know, have agreed to do is to, you know, continue discussions to see what is the best outcome for Port Hope. And I can give you some of the things specifically, you know, that we are putting on the table for discussion. And without question, we want public acknowledgement that OPG and our municipality of Port Hope followed all appropriate actions. You know, and both of us signed binding and unconditional agreements. That's just factual. And I say that because the insinuation in some of the communications, you know, is that maybe we didn't do that. You know, and I just want to be very clear, and I want the government to, you know, articulate, you know, that clearly, because it's, as I said, it feels somewhat like the insinuation is the, you know, municipality, and I don't see how they would apply that to OPG, you know, did not follow, you know, proper processes. I think we would be the model of CORE, quite frankly. The other thing, you know, is that the municipality of Port Hope, the taxpayers of Port Hope, you know, have spent a lot of time and money, you know, on this proposal, and, you know, it's made it very apparent that there's opportunity out there. I do not feel that financially the citizens of, you know, Port Hope should be punished. So we're asking, obviously, to, you know, be made whole again, you know, compensated for the work we've done. And I think this is something that we're going to be very adamant about. Other thing is that, you know, that Port Hope as a municipality, we'd like to be included in the CORE review, and we're the local host community, so I want full participation, you know, in that process. I want to clearly identify, you know, what needs to be done moving forward. Perhaps that would also identify what they feel wasn't done, although I think we're probably a poster child for CORE. We also want a commitment, and we've asked for anyway, that any future sale, you know, occurs under the terms and conditions that CORE comes to a conclusion for, and that, you know, the province, CORE, and the municipality are aligned. Because in the end, you know, we want a commitment also to timelines. We want to make sure this property doesn't sit there for another couple of decades, languishing and doing nothing for the municipality. So we're going to be fairly aggressive, I think, in asking and demanding timelines to move forward to the same sort of goal that we currently had. And I also am looking and asking for an agreement that they work with us, you know, to protect the open and environmental and waterfront attributes. I'm certainly requesting and asking that, you know, those natural heritage areas, that 700 acres, the shoreline, that we, you know, that they're protected. The government you know, steps in and strongly makes sure that they're looked after as well. Those are probably the key points that we've brought forward, none of which we have a response to at this point in time, but all these points have been made available to the provincial government through the Chief of Staff. And of course, you know, Minister Piccini, our MPP, you know, was at the meeting. I can tell you that the Premier was not, and that Minister Romano was not at the meeting as well.
Are those two key figures that you need to convince in order for this to be successful, do you think?
No, I don't. No. I'm sure they're well aware. You know, we've been very clear in our articulation of, you know, how disappointed we are, how we, you know, have no choice but move forward, but we want to do it in the best interest of the municipality. We want to work with the government to achieve the same goals we have. So I don't think that, you know, a meeting with the Premier involved deciding that and Minister Romano, I'm disappointed that the minister who objected and interfered hasn't communicated. But at this point in time, Minister Piccini is carrying our load for us.
One of the things that David Piccini has said is that the fact that taxpayer dollars are going to be used to purchase the land, he seemed to object to, that it's actually about the idea that this CORE body would be able to sell the land directly to potential developers. How do you respond to the idea that taxpayer dollars be used to purchase provincial lands, basically?
Well, I don't even know why this is on the table, quite frankly, because we were prepared to close on the 31st with or without, you know, the funding from the infrastructure fund. And please remember that funding is there to allow municipalities to take investments and to, you know, develop infrastructure, you know, opportunities and requirements that build jobs, build homes, etc. That is absolutely normal. To infer that there's anything abnormal about that, I've talked to Minister Piccini and, you know, asked that not even be a comment, because it's not part of the process. We know that they pulled that opportunity away from the municipality, but we, you know, formed our own line of credit. All that is a fund that's supposed to do exactly what we were asking it to do. It's not a grant. It's a loan, right? And taxpayers make money off that loan. And by loaning money to municipalities through the infrastructure funding process, they also create other opportunities to garnish, you know, more taxes and certainly, you know, achieve goals. So I think it's absolutely inappropriate to even comment on it or to, you know, indicate well, the taxpayers are buying it and the taxpayers are paying for it and taxpayers are borrowing it. It's totally what the fund is for. It's a lower interest rate, but it's not a grant, and it's not taxpayers' money. It's not earning money.
So how did the meeting end, and are there any plans for any further meetings?
Yep, we've put it into their court. We put all these comments and discussions in front of the government, and we're expecting them to get back to us. In the interim, you know, we stand firm that we had an unconditional and firm agreement with OPG. That was a negotiated, you know, agreement that went through all the normal processes. I do believe that the government was well aware of it almost from inception, I would say, because the arm of OPG is there. So that hasn't changed. You know, we don't like what has happened, but that is just fact. All right, we had a firm agreement. This next process is to say, well, okay, we're not against what CORE stands for. You know, CORE is, I think, a reasonable concept. It's just not in place right now. And to negate our purchase, you know, I, you know how I feel about it. But the next step is to, okay, what can we pull out of here? And the end game, Robbie, is that we still want to see the Westerville lands developed. We want to see them achieve the, you know, goals that we have in our strategic plan, which are identical. We're, as I said, kind of a poster child of what we would like to see done out there. And it's been languishing, you know, for decades. As soon as Port Hope has done some work with OPG and identified, you know, the opportunity, you know, it's very disappointing that the government step in and block that. If it's just the process, we would like to work with them to still achieve the goal. I think it slows everything down. I think we would have been very happy to, you know, proceed. We had public engagement. The public would like to see us, you know, pull this out as best we can. So,
how important though is it, Bob, that you guys purchase the land or that CORE sells the land? Is that a make or break? Is it just solely now about who's going to control development and ensuring that Port Hope's goals for development of those lands are met?
I guess my comment would be that I think the municipality orchestrated and worked on, you know, this opportunity to purchase because we feel we are the best stewards to achieve the goals that we have. They are parallel with the government. I think the next step is to try to make sure that the goals that we have for Westerville are achieved. Because we think we could have achieved them faster and better doesn't mean they can't be achieved. And I think in the end, independent of all the discussion about CORE and processing, in the end, I expect the government will, you know, recognize the opportunity there and get more money, you know, from the private sector, perhaps. Because we're a host community, that's where we want to work to make sure that however it proceeds, that we're part of that process and managing the outcome to be similar. So in a way, if the end, you know, the outcome was what we also agree as a community and worked with whomever to do that, that would be okay. That we wouldn't have a problem with that. But that remains to be seen.
Any timeline on this at all, or is it just sort of open-ended that they're going to get back to you?
Well, there is no identified timeline, but I am not going to sit idly by and let this languish. You know, I need to make sure that the citizens of Port Hope, you know, and the residents and even Northumberland are very clear as to what we're doing next step forward. So I can't put a timeline on it, but it's a very active situation for me, and I'm going to be adamant that we move forward and come out to some conclusions, and hopefully the conclusions, Rob, will be ones where the government and the municipality of Port Hope can stand together and say, we have an agreement. I will never change back. I don't like what happened, but it doesn't mean we can't move forward together, you know, and try to achieve the same goal and identify how that happened and what is the role of the municipality going to be, both in the development if the government sells and gets a bit more money, and, you know, how do we work with CORE. I again think CORE should look at the agreement we have before they comment on it, because the agreement had all the due diligence, had the support of OPG, their board of directors, who had their, you know, authority on this file removed, and our staff. So to me, it would be a very good thing for CORE and the government to look at that agreement and you know, tell us. I will want to know eventually, where did we go wrong, do you think?
Do you still think that this is about who gets to sell the land in the long run? Whether that was going to be yourselves or the provincial government, I mean, does it not seem to come back to that at the heart of it?
Well, you know, I think as you and I have talked about before, you know, economics and money is a CORE driver, you know, and if we can get the same goal and the government gets some more money out of it, you know, fine. You know, is that the end game? I don't know. They're very staunchly committed to the fact that it's core and the review process that, you know, they haven't gone through with this piece of land. But as you know, our agreement was long before Bill 84, long before, you know, the core discussions came up. So really, I think there's a lot that we can provide to the government in having a look at this agreement. And I, you know, at some point in time, will want to know how it's going to be so much different in the end. What would be different? That would be a good opportunity for the process to use our agreement with OPG to see what, you know, maybe could have been done better. I can't think of one thing, quite frankly.
Bob Sederson, thanks so much for talking to me today.
It's always a pleasure, Rod. All right, and we'll